This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Megan Verlee. The state Supreme Court has signed off on new maps for Colorado's House and Senate. The new boundaries were devised by the Independent Legislative Redistricting Commission and likely mean Democrats will retain control of both chambers. The maps drew fewer objections than Colorado's new congressional districts, which the court also upheld. In their ruling on the statehouse maps, the justices found the commission followed the redistricting criteria laid out in the state constitution. A current state lawmaker is the latest Republican to get into Colorado's 8th congressional district race. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer is joining what's expected to be a crowded GOP primary for the open seat. She served two stints as a Weld County Commissioner, totaling nearly 20 years. Kirkmeyer says she'll focus her campaign on inflation, deficit spending, crime, and border security. Democrats will also have a primary for their nominee. The new 8th district looks like it could be won by either party. It spans the northern Denver suburbs up to Weld County and was created in the latest round of redistricting. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Pitkin County is gearing up for a busy ski season and a busy COVID-19 winter. The county's Board of Health has created a mitigation plan that will respond to Aspen Valley Hospital's capacity throughout the winter, when plenty of out-of-towners are expected to visit the region. If hospital capacity becomes strained, the county will consider a stay-at-home order, similar to what was implemented early on in the pandemic. Currently, the hospital capacity is listed as comfortable. The county reinstated its indoor mask mandate in September. This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC.